from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The drivers of two vehicles involved in an accident on Highway 285 near mile marker 82 on Tuesday were transported to Erazo Hospital with minor injuries. That according to New Mexico State Police. According to police, high winds and poor visibility along with blowing dust were the apparent cause of the two-vehicle crash that occurred between Artesia and Roswell. New Mexico State Police report that 65-year-old Jimmy Allen Parkus of Roswell was killed late Monday night when the motorcycle he was driving left the roadway and crashed. He sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident occurred on U.S. 285 and New Mexico State Road 2 in Chavez County. Parkus was not wearing a helmet at the time of the accident. 49-year-old Nicholas E. Woods of Hobbs lost his life on Saturday in a fatal head-on crash on U.S. 380 near milepost 106 by Hondo. Woods, who was driving a 2007 Harley-Davidson motorcycle, was hit by a person driving a Dodge Durango east on U.S. 380. Woods was traveling west on U.S. 380. And for some unknown reason, the vehicle crossed over the median and hit Woods head-on, killing him at the scene. 31-year-old Rolando Rendon of Amarillo was arrested and charged with aggravated battery in an incident that happened Friday night in Hobbs. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, Rendon got into an altercation with another man, which resulted in the victim being cut by broken glass. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson, Deputy Vivian Martinez, has more.
The investigators learned that the suspect, Rendon, had been consuming alcohol and had been verbally insulting and physically assaulting the victim.
The vehicle of two Roswell teenage boys were shot at the old municipal airport in Roswell Monday night. They were able to speed away and wound up at the Roswell Walmart parking lot. Roswell Police Department spokesperson Todd Wildermuth explains further.
Police responded to Walmart and learned that there were two victims. They're both male, ages 17 and 18, that were in their pickup out in the old airport area when another pickup apparently shot at them. Two victims were shot with a bird shot from a shotgun. They suffered what are non-life-threatening injuries.
And police are looking for persons suspected in that shooting. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Ayres.